The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Bezer Hashem Beya Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Lamed Beis and Beis says a din, ve'en garfen tanu v'kiraim. One is not allowed to clear away a tanur or a kiraim. Rush explains, if part of the oven wall fell down, fell onto the fire, onto the coals, one cannot clear that away to make it better in order to bake the bread in the oven. That is usur. Aval, the Mishnah says, mechabshin. Mechabshin, Rashi explains, is mashkiven as ha'efer v'ha'ofer she'echolok. One can pat down the ashes that it should be smooth. U'mashveyu, to even it out, shalayiga b'pas shemudubokim b'dafnoisav v'yisrfu. The point being that one wants to make sure that the fire is low enough in order that the coals of the fire should not get too close to the bread and thereby burn the bread. The Rosh in Perek Dalet Simen Ches says that Greifa indeed was Aser in the Mishnah. Avol Greifa Shalanu Shemechabenes Hagacholim. The Greifa that we would do that would extinguish the coals. Efshe Shalohei Matir Mishvil Pas. That's in their ovens because that would extinguish the coals in the oven, and there's not enough of a reason to do that. Avo betanurim shalonu. In our oven, says the Rosh, ef shalefa is klal blei grefa. One cannot really cook without moving away these coals. Hilchach mutter, therefore, will be permissible to even do grefa. Vafilu rabbonon, the kibul etzerech echol nefesh mutter afl rabbonon. What he's referring to is the machlekes, the rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda and Chof Chesem Bebeis, whether machshir echol nefesh is mutter or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds machshir echol nefesh is mutter, but the rabbonon holds it's aser. Says the Rosh, even according to the rabbonon, who hold machshir echol nefesh is aser, this is going to be considered echol nefesh mamish, and therefore it will be mutter. It would seem from here this is the shaila of lowering a flame on Yom Tif in order that the food should not burn. But it's not so simple as we shall see. In order to understand the shita of the Rosh, we have to be ma'ayin in a sugi earlier. We have to see the Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Aleph. The Gemara there quotes a brisa, Ein mechaben es habikas kedei lochus aleil. One is not allowed to extinguish a piece of wood on fire in order to save the piece of wood to use it for later. Then bishvushle is ashen habayis ekedera. But if in order to the reason the person is putting it at the fire is in order not to smoke up the house or in order that the kedera, the food, should not get too smoky, then it's mutter. The Gemara says this brice is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that holds, like we mentioned before, the machshir echol nefesh is mutter. Ki kamina no. The Gemara says what I was referring to is the shita of the Rabbanan. The Gemara says further, boy mina abaye me rabba. Ma'u lechabe says hadaleiko be yomtif. Is one allowed to put out a fire on yomtif? The Gemara says, if we're talking about sakonas nefoshes, it goes without saying, afilu b'shabetz is mutter. Ki kami boile, where I'm asking is, mishum ibud mamon. In order to save one's house, to save money, is that going to be mutter to do kibui on yomtif? Amalei says it's aser. Rabba said it's aser. So Abaya asked Rabbi Braisa, says, Ein mechaben es habikas kedei loch salel. This Braisa we mentioned before, v'mishvil shle is ashe in Abayas oya kedeira. But if it's in order that the house should not get smoked up, or in order to save the kedeira, it's mutter. And Rabbi responds, like before, Ahu Rabbi Yehuda, he ki kamina l'rabbonin. That is only going to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning to say, from the Gemara it seems, that it, to put out a fire, in order to save the house, to put out a fire, in order to save the food, the kedera is only permissible according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds machshir echol nefesh is mutter. But according to the Rabbanan who hold it's usur, it would also be usur to extinguish a flame to save the house or save the food. And this is indeed how the Rif on that Gemara paskins, and the Rambam in Perek Dadal of Hilchas Yom Tif paskins as well. The Rishonim asked, that if one is doing it in order to save his house, the house he has to eat in, l'chayru would seem ein l'chayichal nefesh gadol mizeh. Why would it not be permissible to extinguish a fire that breaks out in a house if this is going to be needed in order to eat your Yom Tov Seudos? So we have to explain the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam based on the Ra'ah and brought in the Shita Mekubetzes and the Rashba and his Chedushim on the Avchav Beis. And this Shita is brought in Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Kuf Yudalid, Sivkon Dalid. That they hold is not considered Eichel Nefesh. Kibui is never considered Eichel Nefesh, even though you have no other place to put your food, even if you have no other place to eat your meals. The putting out of the fire does not assist in any way for Eichel Nefesh. It's only preventing damage from being done through extinguishing. And therefore this Shita holds, the Rif and the Rambam hold, that kibui, that's not going to be accomplishing anything positive in terms of Eichel Nefesh, it's only taking away something negative from the food or the house, is not going to be considered Eichel Nefesh, it's only Machshir Eichel Nefesh. One can ask in this Shita from the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph, where we see over there it's mutter to put Bisra Agumri, it's mutter to put a piece of meat directly on coals, even though thereby you end up extinguishing some of the coals by the juice of the meat. So you have to answer either like the Meiri says that is not done by a dayim. That kibui is not done by a dayim. It's just after one puts the meat there, and that's why it's mutter. That's what a chacham will matter it. Or we have to say like the Rashba that is the gufei shel ma'isa bishul. That's the way that it's done. That's the derech of cooking meat on coals, and therefore it was mutter. It's all part of eichel nefesh, as opposed to extinguishing the flame itself, unrelated to the mice of the food, or doing it be a daim to put out the fire, is going to be usur according to this Shita. That's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and that's the way they learned the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph. However, many Rishonim understand that the whole Gemara is only asking in terms of Ibud Mamon. It's only in terms of a financial loss. In other words, that the fire is breaks out or the fire is raging in a different house, not the house that the person is sitting in, and the only reason he wants to be put out the fire is in order to save that house. That indeed, the Gemara concludes, is also. However, if it's in the house that he's eating in or needs to eat in, or it's the food that he needs to eat, that they say would be considered eichel nefesh, as the lashon of the Ran ain lecha eichel nefesh gadol mizeh. He needs the house to be able to eat in. That's considered eichel nefesh. The haraya they say, you see, the Gemara asks not for sakonis nefashis, but only because of eichel nefesh. So this is the other shita, the Ran, the Mordechai. They hold that actually saving the house from a fire that breaks out in a house, in order to be able to eat in that house, and certainly to save the food that would get burnt, is going to be mutter. That's considered eichel nefesh, which even according to Chachamim would be mutter. Those are the two shitas. The Rif and the Rambam are machmir, and the Ran and the Mordechai and other Rishonim are mekel. What is the shita of the Rosh? The Rosh in Perek Beis Simen Yutes is not matter kibui, does not permit one to extinguish a fire in a house to save the house, but yet he is materit to save the kedera. So it seems like the Rosh is neither like the Rif or the Rambam, who don't permit anything, but on the other hand, he's also not like the Ran and the Mordechai, who permit all kibui, even for the house. It would seem that the Rosh Hashita is b'yaseid, in theory, he really holds like the Rif and the Rambam. Now really, to extinguish a fire is only machshir eichel nefesh. And that's why even to save the house that one needed to eat in is not considered eichel nefesh, and that's why it's also according to the Chachamim. However, hatzolas kedera, to save the pot, to save the food, that the Rosh holds is direct eichel nefesh. The Rosh's lashon in Perek Beis Siman Yutes is that it's also lechabes es hadleika. It's also to extinguish a fire. Bein lochus aleo could leish disashin akedera v'abayis. Even if it's only that the kedera or the house should not get smoked up, This that I'm telling you, it's usher. In order that the food should not get smoked up, that's if you could save it from getting smoked up, without having to extinguish it. For example, what would you do? If you could take it off the fire that is raging strong and going to burn the food, and you could put it on a fire that is smaller and won't burn the food, then that's what you would have to do, would be usher. But if you have no other fire, this is the only fire that I have to use. And if I don't lower this flame, if I don't put out this flame, the pot indeed will get smoked up. It's mutter to extinguish the fire for the purpose of Echel Nefesh. It would seem that that's what the Rosh Hashit is. He doesn't hold as a categorical heter of Echel Nefesh whenever it's going to pertain to my eating of the food. But if the food itself will burn, that already is Nichlal, that's included in the heter of Echel Nefesh, which indeed will be mutter to do kibui for that, to save the food. This, the Rosh qualifies only if there's no other fire to be able to cook with. Lehalocha, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Aleph, Paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. Indeed, the Beis Yosef, after bringing all of the Shitas Rishonim, say that since the Rif and the Rambam hold that it's Aser, they hold a Chachom with Aser it, even though the Rosh seems to be Matir it, we Paskin like the Rif and the Rambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, also lechabez leka biyomtiv. It's also to put out a fire on yomtiv. Avilo mroya beisei shenisraf. Even if he sees his house burning down, if there's no sakhanas nefashis, and one cannot put out a fire, afilo kadeshli is ashin abayisei akadeira, even not to smoke up the house or to have the food not get burnt. And this is even in the house that he needs to eat, and this is even the food that he needs to eat. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, indeed, Paskins, like the Rosh, and like the other Rishayna that we mentioned, says the Ramah, V'yeshemrim, Dafkeim Efshir, Lahatzal Agadera B'lo Kibui. That's only if there's another way to save the food from getting burnt without extinguishing the fire. Avalami Efshir Lahatzal. But if it's not possible to save it, Oylevashal Agadera B'inyan Acher, or to find a different way to cook the food, Rakshi Echabe, except for putting out the fire, mutter lechabes, then it is indeed mutter to extinguish the fire. However, we saw from the Rosh already that it's only mutter if we have no other way to cook the food, as the Rambam paskins here. Based on this, the Magen Avraham writes in Sim Tov Kuf Yudalet Siv Beis that im efshe la'aseis eish b'makom b'makom acher, then there's no heter to be mechaber. In other words, the Rosh, the Magen Avraham says, that what is a mutter even according to the Rambam? To lower the flame or extinguish the fire, then in order for the food not to get burned, that's only if you have no other way to cook this food. But if you could make an additional fire and thereby cook the food, then it's no heter to do kibbutz. Now, what the Magen Avraham means is not to make a new fire, and making a new fire is usher. Like we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the next year on Daf Lamed Gimel. That's usher to make a new fire on Yom Tov, the Gemara said, Mishumaylet. But the Magen Avraham means that if one already has an existing flame, and one can bring over a piece of wood, one can transfer the flame with a match or a candle, and make a lower flame to be able to cook the food with, then that is what he must do. For example, in our ovens, if one already has a different flame which is lower, one would not be able to put out the flame which is higher in order to save the food from being burnt. One would have to then transfer the pot over to the lower flame which is existing on the fire. Or according to Magen Avraham, if one has a different flame in a different place, one would have to bring over and make a smaller fire to cook this food on. Or an oven that already has an existing pilot, and therefore it's just adding to put on the gas top, to put on the stove top, which is just transferring from the pilot up to the flame, to the stove, that would have to be done, preferably, and not have a heter to extinguish the flame. According to this Magen Avraham, it would seem that there's really no heter to lower a flame on Shabbos, even on Yom Tov rather, even for the food not to be burned, and even according to the Shita of the Rosh, because, like the Magen Avraham is saying, one would have to make a new flame in order to cook the food. And this is indeed how many paskin based on this Magen Avraham. However, there are many people who don't like to either put on from before Yom Tov two flames. They're worried about sakana, having too much fire on. They're worried that sometimes the house or the apartment is too small and it gets very hot. It disturbs the Simchas Yom Tov. And therefore they would prefer to only keep one burner on and have the heter to lower it when it gets to the point where the food is getting burnt. Is this mutter or not? So, Hagoyin Ramesh Feinstein, in several tshuvas, Chaim Chelek Aleph, Seif Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tes Vav, he says it indeed is mutter to lower the gas flame, lower the burner in order that the food should not get burnt. I, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, passages like this Magen Avraham, seems to say it's usher. As Ramesh addresses this issue in Chaim Chelek Dalid, Simen Kuf Gimel. And he says, really, the Magen Avraham is Tumua. It's very difficult to understand the Magen Avraham. The Isser of Kibbuy on Yom Tov, at most, would be, says Ramesha, an Isser de Rabbana. Because here, when one puts out the flame, he's not doing it to make a pechom, he's not doing it to make a coal, and therefore it's always a Malacha Sheni Tzricha Legufa, which according to the way we pass in like Reb Shimon, would be only Nisid Rabbanon, and only the Rambam who passed like the Rabbi Yehuda would be a Dairaisa. So it seems, says Ramesha, that the preferred method would be to the Kidu Kibuy over Yan Yamta, which is only Nisid Rabbanon, rather to do light a new flame, which would be Havara. Furthermore, Ramesha asks that the Sheet of the Shulchan Aruch also needs explanation. If the food is going to get smoked up, is that not considered eichel nefesh to save the food? Perhaps, says Ramesha, that was only in those days where even if food would get smoked up, only mufunakim would not eat such food. But maybe most people did eat the food, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like those Rishayim, the Rif and the Rambam, that's not considered eichel nefesh. But nowadays, says Ramesha, where no one would eat their food when it gets all smoked up, or even the Shulchan Aruch in the case where the food actually would get burnt, and to the point of inedible, everybody would be made that such a kibbuy, putting out such a fire, or lowering such a fire, would be considered eichel nefesh. Ramesh asks further, if you look in the Rosh, the Magen Avraham really has no makar, says Ramesh. Because the Rosh is talking about we already have an existing flame, and another Eish, an existing fire. There the Rosh says that you can't put out the fire where the tafshil is on, and you have to put it on, transfer it to a different flame. But to bring a new fire, to make a new fire on a different burner, says Ramesh, we don't have any makar for that. There's no source from the Rosh that says you have to do such a thing. So Ramesh says, you have to say the Magen Avraham must have understood that in order to put out the fire here, one would be required to do many malachas of kibbuy. One would have to put out each piece of wood, each part of the fire separately. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says it's indeed preferable to light one existing flame or transfer one existing flame than to do many times kibbuy over and over in order to save the food. Based on that understanding, says Ramesha, then even the Magen Avraham would agree with our psak, says Ramesha, that by a gas burner, when one has to just do one maisa of kibbuy, and that, as we mentioned, is only a drabanan at best, and as opposed to putting on a new flame, Ramesha therefore paskin, indeed, it is mutter to lower the flame on Yom Tov in order to save the food from getting burnt or from getting smoked up, and that is Ramesha's psak, laloch.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.